Nolte, New York Times launches campaign to dump Joe Biden. By John Nolte on July 11, 2022. The far-left New York Times has just launched a merciless campaign to kick his fraudulency Joe Biden out of office. The thing about the corporate media is this. Everything the media do, report, and focus on is only about achieving one goal. Furthering the left's fascist agenda that puts a central government in control of every American's life. You see, other than getting worse, the corporate media will never change, never improve, never embrace decency, truth, or honesty. The media's only morality is that which furthers their fascist cause. Once you understand and accept that, everything the media do makes perfect sense. This brings me to the New York Times. On Sunday, the Times published a piece attacking Joe Biden over his age. Here's the Times' brutal framing. Just a year and a half into his first term, Mr. Biden is already more than a year older than Ronald Reagan was at the end of two terms. If he mounts another campaign in 2024, Mr. Biden would be asking the country to elect a leader who would be 86 at the end of his tenure, testing the outer boundaries of age in the presidency. Polls show many Americans consider Mr. Biden too old, and some Democratic strategists do not think he should run again. He often shuffles when he walks, and aides worry he will trip on the wire. He stumbles over words during public events, and they hold their breath to see if he makes it to the end without a gaffe. On Monday, the Times published a devastating poll that shows a whopping 64% of Democrats, want to vote for someone other than Joe in 2024, while only 24% choose Joe. That poll also shows that Biden's overall job approval rating has cratered to just 33%. Here's how the Times framed that poll. For Mr. Biden, that bleak national outlook has pushed his job approval rating to a perilously low point. Republican opposition is predictably overwhelming. But more than two-thirds of independents also now disapprove of the president's performance, and nearly half disapprove strongly. Among fellow Democrats, his approval rating stands at 70%, a relatively low figure for a president, especially heading into the 2022 midterms when Mr. Biden needs to rally Democrats to the polls to maintain control of Congress. In a sign of deep vulnerability and of unease among what is supposed to be his political base, only 26% of Democratic voters said the party should renominate him in 2024. Mr. Biden has said repeatedly that he intends to run for re-election in 2024. At 79, he is already the oldest president in American history, and concerns about his age ranked at the top of the list for Democratic voters who want the party to find an alternative. We are used to seeing the Times publish hit jobs like that to destroy Republicans. Not Democrats. Never Democrats. So what's going on? Someone unfamiliar with how the corrupt media operate might look at those stories and think, hey, the New York Times has finally been forced to report the truth. And that someone would be wrong. Instead, you have to ask yourself this. Biden's cognitive and physical decline has been obvious for 2 years. So why is the Times choosing to report the truth now after 2 years of lying, ignoring, spinning, and covering that truth up? Also, the New York Times has been juicing waiting polls for decades to protect Democrats and manipulate public opinion, so why release this bombshell poll now? Well, it all goes back to what I said above. The corporate media's only agenda is to further the left's fascist cause. So once you lay that leftist cause filter over these two Times stories, you get your answer: it is in the best interest of the left's fascist cause to dump Joe Biden. The Times wants Biden out of office. They want him gone. Period. His age, dementia, failures, jaw-dropping incompetence, and growing unpopularity now threaten the left's fascist cause, so the Times wants him gone. It really is that simple. You could argue the Times is trying to force Joe not to seek a second term in the hopes that another Democrat will have a better chance of beating Trump, furthering the left's fascist cause. You could also argue the Times wants Joe out now, right now. Think about it. Joe steps aside for health and family reasons. Her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris becomes president. The first woman president. The first black woman president. Democrats might rally in 2024 to protect that legacy. Worst case, the Times knows the 2024 presidential election is already lost to Democrats. But this way, Democrats still notch another couple of firsts with Kamala. Either way, Joe Biden is toast. The knives are out, And after Democrats are annihilated in the upcoming November midterms, things will get even nastier for his fraudulency. So, pop the popcorn and enjoy the show. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.